Wesley Jo was here last year, and she's on video with me and her dancing and singing a song. And she told me she wanted to sing a song for y'all. And when she says that, there's no telling what song it's going to be. So we have no guarantees. It might be something about shaking your booty, or it might be something about Jesus, or it might, I mean, and those might be equally offensive to some of you. But but she said she was going to sing a song. Oh, you got to sing real loud if you're going to sing, because everybody needs to.
I need a female dear.
Oh. Ray, are you going to sing it out?
I'm tired.
Oh, she's tired. Never mind. She got tired. Well, if you get untired, okay, and you got to go play while Daddy talks for a minute. We went on a wonderful cruise recently. Some friends bought us a cruise ticket. And I want to tell you that I'm a lot of fun on a cruise. And the reason they bought us a ticket is because they wanted fun people at their table. And they wanted somebody to help carry their luggage. And I've got big guns. I can carry luggage all day long. I protect you from the natives of the islands when we walk around. I'm just a good guy to have on a cruise. So if anybody would like to take me on a cruise, I'll go. I'll make the sacrifice. I want y'all to know that. And some dear friends of ours took us. Some of y'all know Elaine and Lewis. They went with us, yes.
Okay.
They took us and I'm on the cruise. And it was such a wonderful time. And I had this word on the inside of me as I was going towards the cruise ship that I was going to see myself in somebody on the cruise ship that was going to help me identify my calling. And I was real excited about that because I work in pictures. I'm kind of like a kid and I learn better if I see something. So I was looking for the person or persons on that ship that were going to, I was going to be able to see in them my calling and who I really am. So of course I looked for the captain first because I kind of see myself as a captain. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to be the captain leading this big ship around and everybody's going to look to me and honor me and respect me. It wasn't the captain. I saw him and there was no inner witness going on. I thought maybe one of the entertainers. We went to the shows each night and I thought, well, I'm good. I'm entertaining and, you know, people are entertainment's good for folks. I wasn't any of the entertainers. I thought I'm probably one of the master chefs that cooks up these great meals. I'm going to see one of them and I'm going to know that's what I'm supposed to do in people's lives, is cook up great meals for them. I didn't get to be the master chef. The room steward who makes up our bed, I thought, well, maybe I'm supposed to make a place of rest for people and they'll be able to rest because of my services. And that'd be an honor to help people rest because not many people get rest. And I looked at him carefully and it wasn't him. I looked at the cleaners, the moppers. I looked at lifeguards, saving people. I mean, that's me, saving people. Wasn't that? And all the way through the cruise, I didn't trouble myself with it, but I never really saw anybody that said, this is you, until I was getting off the ship. And we walked down the gangplank and there was this really nice man, so full of smiles and love. And he reached out and took my hand and said, watch your step. Thank you so much for being on this journey with us. And he helped me off of the ship and he watched me leave and he's never said another word to me since. And I know that part of my calling at this stage of my life is to help people off the ship of Christianity, to tell them I hope they enjoyed their ride, but it's time to disembark and leave the religion that they've been a part of. And then it's the hardest part for me is to watch them go and not stay involved in their lives and tell them what to do and how to live and 12 steps to victory and 6 steps to their destiny. I mean, how are they going to make it without me telling them about their destiny? I don't know, but they're going to make it. And I love this ministry because we get to help people out of where they are and into a better place. And I'm thankful for this better place that we've all come to. I have a cup. Okay, you go slide and you be quiet while I'm talking. Thank you. Mike, I want to thank you for choosing a word that I could pronounce this year. Reality flows off the tongue so much better than incorporeal. Incorporeal, see? So we had a word that we could pronounce and I like that. My message today, if I had to title it, would be Love Does Not Win. Now, I know love wins is a big popular expression, but love doesn't win because if love wins, then it has to be a race or a struggle or a fight or a competition or something in order for love to come out in first place. Love can't win because there is no competition. There is no race. There is no struggle. Love simply is. Love always was and love always will be. You can't earn love. You can't even really figure out how to live it. Mike said something that was really touched a home base with me yesterday about 1 Corinthians 13. He said, if you want to try to be love, go look at the requirements in 1 Corinthians 13. Are you patient? Are you kind? Do you look at others and only see the good, et cetera, et cetera? I can't be love in that sense. But I know that the core of me is love, and that that love will flow out of me as I just learn how to breathe. And B, we're surrounded by perfect love. We're filled with perfect love. We are held and encompassed by perfect love. As we expand our thoughts, I had a thought the other day about, and I think I shared last time I was here, about crayons. And when I was growing up in elementary school, we had 8 crayons in our little box. 8, I thought that's all the colors there were in the world. A friend gave Wesley Joe a box of crayons, and there's 120 in the Crayola big box now. 120 colors. And you think, how in the world could there be so many colors? I was looking at that, and I pulled out the blues out of the box. And these are the colors of blue crayons. Maximum blue green, robin's egg blue, teal blue, light blue, aquamarine, turquoise blue, outer space, sky blue, middle blue, Pacific blue, cerulean blue, maximum blue, cornflower blue, midnight blue, navy blue, denim blue, cadet blue, periwinkle blue, wild yonder blue, indigo, manatee, cobalt blue, celestial blue, and bluebell. There's that many blues. Are you ready to expand your thinking and to think beyond what you've always thought? There's not just blue anymore. There's not just Jesus anymore. There's not just us Christians anymore. There's not just our way of thinking anymore. There's so many more colors in the box. And we must expand our thinking and see that. Thank you, sweetheart. But do you see me talking? You go over there and stay over there till I finish. Thank you. She's a pretty good girl for a 3-year-old. Most of them wouldn't do as well as she's doing, so I'm not going to. Okay. Now go play and don't come back over here. I'm going to beat you. I've threatened her a lot, but she's never actually had a beating, so.
I don't even know what it means.
I'm not a great note taker. And when I go to a conference, as a rule, I'll sit through the meetings, and I sit there, and I've got my pencil ready. And if somebody says something that really strikes home, and I go, well, that was good, I'll jot it down. So later I can go back to it and look at my notes. So I did that in this conference as well. And I was so surprised when I went back to look at my notes this morning at how many profound things I wrote down. And I didn't write down a 20th of what was actually said. I just jotted some things down. But I made a list of those this morning as I was thinking about what do I want to say to close this thing up. I thought, I'm going to tell you all the profound things I got out of this meeting. Somewhere along the way, these things were said, and I want you to think about these one at a time. The first thing is, reality doesn't care. That's really deep. Yeah. How about this? There is no right or wrong except in the realm of illusion. Yeah. If you'll just think about that and meditate on that and come to that conclusion, that'll change your world right there to realize that. There's no right or wrong except in the realm of illusion. How about this one? The truth of reality is so simple, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Which makes me think of the children, and that, you know, that she's more in tune than any of us are, most likely. She doesn't care about anything. She's not worried about anything. She's not trying to be anything. She's just trying to have fun. That's all it's about to her. If not this, then what? If not here, then where? If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Jesus is an example of what a man can become when he recognizes who he really is. Do nothing, be nobody. Isn't that a great goal?
Do nothing, be nobody.
Do nothing, be nobody. There's a great bumper sticker. We should put that on our, you know, our church bumper stickers. Do nothing, be nobody. I love that one. I guess that was Mike. I didn't put who said these things. We are always surrounded by perfect love. What a thought. All there is this. There is no plan or purpose for my life. I put exclamation points by that one and question marks and stars and more question marks and wrote it down 3 times and had to keep, there is no plan or purpose for my life. That's a good one, Mike. How about this one? Take nothing personally. Gosh, if we could do that, learn to do that. Seek and you will find that there's nothing to find. What? Boy, that. Seek and you will find that there's nothing to find. Okay. Living, loving, being in the moment, step by step, I'm solving the mystery, good or bad, all I lost or never had is gone. I'm delivered from my history. I've jotted that poem down from something somebody said. I just jotted that poem in the margin as it came to me. How about this one? There's no such thing as awake or enlightened. This one got me. Awareness is the beginning of separation. I hated that when you said that, Mike. We're supposed to become aware. We're supposed to wake up and become enlightened. But awareness is the beginning of separation. And when he first said that, I thought, no. He missed it this time. But as he explained the truth of that and how the aware, just to have awareness, speaks of duality. And well, anyway, you get the revelation of it. But here's one of this one just really hit me. There is none without the light and fire of God. When we come together, we all have a fire. We all have the flame burning in us. And together, we are the lake of fire that burns up all that does not belong. Whew! I like that, Gary. We are the lake of fire. Real awakening is full realization that there's none who needs to awaken. This is the deepest one here that touched my soul so I can't even explain it. Don't fart when you're meditating. That's my... I'm not finished. Because then you'll smile, and if you smile, you're not meditating. That's mine. That's a good one. Don't fart when you're meditating, because then you'll smile, and if you smile, you're not meditating. I love that one. How about this? You remember that? You said that, Mike. There is no separation. There is no separation. Reality is constant. It cannot be created, altered, or changed. Love is all there is, and you can't do anything about it. That's my all-time favorite Mike quote. Love it, love it. You cannot be satisfied because there is no you. That'll mess you up on it. That does away with all my self-help books because there's no me to help. I'm beyond help. I'm beyond me. I'm throwing away all the self-help books because there is no help and there's no self. You have never arrived because there was nowhere to go. I'm telling you, this is a lot of great quotes from one short meeting. I'm never in the wrong place ever. Man, I wish we believed that. Love is not purposefully hurting anyone. Gary, that was good. Christ is the reality of every man. I cannot do anything. Gary said that and I didn't believe him. I started thinking of things he had done. And then I realized it wasn't him. He did not do anything. I will never be a good Christian.
I never was.
Never was. Why start now? No reason to lie about it.
I tried.
Love will bring you into whatever it is that you need to be brought into. I love that one, Gary. Suffering is a result of not embracing reality. Reality is the truth of what's happening right now. I like this one too. That's all there is. That's it. In the presence of reality, I have opportunity to connect to the source within me. The revelation you must see is not Jesus is the way, truth, and life. It is I am the way, truth, and life. You are a perfect being in a perfect place, right on time and without flaw. You cannot be born and you cannot die. Everything is a part of your universe. If you take home just these quotes and think about them, and we ought to do 365 of them and make a book. One per day, and we can, for a $50 love offering to this ministry, we could send you a book with a quote a day. It could change your life. Change your life. Shata ba 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 ba. Or not. I believe that if I've learned anything this week, it has been that it's not about my ability as an artist. It's not about the beautiful masterpiece that I'm working on. It's not about the big picture or the finished product. It's only about the current brushstroke that I'm on right now. That's all there is what's right now. That's the only place the paint is wet, is what I'm doing right now, where I am right now. And in this brushstroke that we're all in at this moment in time, That is the totality of truth and love personified, not the big picture, not what a great artist you are. It's in the moment, the very moment that we're in right now. This brushstroke, this breath is the most important breath you've ever taken. Not the first one you took, not the last one you'll take, not the first one you took after you almost drowned. This breath is the most important one you'll ever take, because it's now. And we're alive right now, and we're loved right now, and this is reality. Not anything that ever happened or ever might happen. Those aren't even real. Right now is what I'm taking away with me. And I'll close with this poem. The two fish swam side by side right through the ocean blue, in millions of gallons of beautiful water, but neither one had a clue. They were told by their elders that water was found by those who searched diligently and pray for a pathway or formula or discover a hidden lost key. They spoke to an otter in search of the water and asked him if he had a hint. He told them that water was once a commodity. He had no idea where it went. A very old whale told a bothersome tale of a garden, an apple, a tree, and the loss of all water to all fish forever, until a sea savior could save all the seas. An octopus said that their chances were dead. A seahorse encouraged them, seek it through prayer. A shark showed his teeth and said, any belief is a scam and a sham, this much I swear. They tried meditation to get them in touch with the water they wanted and needed so much. If not a full ocean, a basin or tub. Any water would do, yet they failed. Glub, glub, glub. Their search was in vain and filled up with much pain. And the thought of no water would make them insane. If they kept up their search, would their gills ever know the blessing of swimming in real H2O? Then one day they rested on reefs filled with coral and met a wise blowfish with prickly fins. He asked them a question that blew both their minds. What the hell is this substance that we're swimming in? With wide eyes like saucers and dumbfounded looks, a moment or two is the most that it took. As they let it flow into their every station, they found what they searched for, a present hydration. With us, it's the same. We play so many games to find peace and reality. We are to blame for our worry and haste and the time that we waste. I'm not trying to bring condemnation or shame, but a simple reminder, as you are out searching for spiritual treasures alive and brand new, don't forget, look around you. You're swimming right in it, and everything spiritual is flowing in you. And there's a poem about our fish who were in the water and didn't know it. I hope you know it. I hope you know that you can't ever get any better. You can't ever get any higher. You can't ever get any more spiritual. You can't attain to a higher level in God or a greater place in the kingdom. That this is it, and you're at the top. I'm so proud to be at the top with you and with every other human being. And I'm glad that we're helping some folks realize who we are, where we are, what we are, and this beautiful moment that we're living in, and how nothing can take away the truth of that reality and the love that flows in that spot. Amen? My heart's clear. Such an honor and a pleasure to be here. Anybody have anything that you need to say to wrap us up? If not, I'm running to the grill and cooking some really good hamburgers. You want to close us out, Mikey? Again, it's an honor. Thank you so much, Mike and Diane, for hosting us and all the wonderful people who helped out. We love you. Love you mucho.
Love you.
Thank you, Robert. So much.
Gary.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Such a blessing. All of it's such a blessing.
You can stay right here. So
okay, then you can hear it.
Yeah.
I'll speak into your chest.
Here, clip that on your beard.
So anyways, we'll probably have another retreat in a couple months, because that's what always happens. Next one's the next one. But if you just listen to Robert, he summed up a lot of key things that are amazing.
Yes.
But the most amazing thing about it is it's all now.
Yeah. Yep. This brushstroke,
beautiful. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for listening.
Oh, wow.
You know, and understanding that it really takes the pressure off, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, really, just sit back and think about it. There's nothing you can do, and there's nothing you should do, and there's nothing you need to do.
Let go.
That's right.
Do nothing, be nobody.
Do nothing, be nobody. Just enjoy that stroke, whatever that one is, you know. And this isn't new. This isn't new language for us. Mm-hmm. Not really. We're just getting rid of the you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that always wants something tomorrow. And that's what's beautiful about it all. So, anyways, thank you for being with us, and we're going to have fun on the lake, and we'll see you later.
Woohoo! We love you
all.
Love you.
Yay.
Row, row, row your boat.
Row your boat gently.